USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Russian missile attack on a Ukrainian train station kills at least 50 people and injures dozens of others. Ukrainian officials now say 98 others, mostly women and children, have also been injured at the station in the eastern part of the country. Russia is denying that they carried out the strike, calling the accusations by Ukraine a provocation, and officials saying around 40 people died on the scene at the train station. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury finding two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. The four men faced life in prison sentences if found guilty. Prosecutors allege they were angry over the governor's COVID-19 restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Will Smith has been banned from attending any Oscars ceremonies for the next 10 years after slapping Chris Rock in the face on stage at the Oscars. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences saying after their investigation on Friday. Fox's Peter Doocy asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at the press briefing on Friday why it was okay for Vice President Kamala Harris to hug Ketanji Brown Jackson without a mask, celebrating her confirmation to the Supreme Court, after the VP was in close contact with her communications director, who tested positive for COVID.
She was outside.
Does the CDC say the people who are close contact can give people hugs outside?
We know, Peter, that outside you can benefit significantly being outside. That's why we had the event outside today. I will tell you that the vice president has been wearing a mask inside. When there was a private greet, they were all wearing masks.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Critical fire weather conditions are expected Friday from the Central Plains to the northwestern Gulf Coast. Andrew Lyons of the National Weather Service says the states most likely in danger for the next few days are Nebraska and Kansas to southeast Texas and southwestern Louisiana.
We're in that really active spring pattern where you have strong storms kind of dropping down from the Pacific Northwest, and those bring strong winds and dry conditions to a whole lot of the western U.S., which unfortunately means fire danger.
There's also a high risk of wildfires in parts of Northern California, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. The bird flu is causing a spike in egg prices. The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. Major League Baseball is mourning the loss of one of their own.
John Ellis, the Connecticut Brute, played ball with the Yankees from 1969 to 72. He died earlier this week at the age of 73, suffering from a reoccurrence of cancer. The first baseman and catcher, who was from New London, Connecticut, also played with Cleveland and Texas during his 13-year career that began in 1969. In his later life, John Ellis was a successful real estate mogul and was best known for his charitable works in the fight against cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.